Josep moved to Valen and then Gisela, offering drinks. His voice was crisp over the monitor speakers.
We gave you the farthest room from the turbo lifts and offices and waiting room. Much quieter here. If there's an emergency, though, it's safer to head to the stairs instead of the turbo lifts. Right next door, take a left when you leave this chamber. It's the door straight ahead. You can find it in pitch darkness. That can be important. I never used to pay attention to things like that. But since I started studying nursing, I have to know these things. Jedi Techley will make me run laps if I ever don't know where the emergency exits are from any of my stations. Were your masters always assigning you exercise when you messed up? Don't answer. The monitors need quiet.
Silgall blinked, pleased.
He worked that in very well.
About the punishment?
About the stairs?
I know.
Silgall sighed.
Mammalian humor. Deliberate misinterpretation.
Tends to drive a master crazy, doesn't it?
Josette now stood beside Valen's gurney, his lightsaber swaying on his belt within Valen's easy reach. The apprentice eyed one of the wall monitors.
Slow progress on your evaluation. No matter, nobody will come back to bother you until it's run its course. Half an hour at least, I'm guessing.
Silgall nodded.
The last of the bait. He is not a bad actor.
Under ideal circumstances, Valen or Gisela might feel a trace of deceit from him through the Force. But now, still suffering a little from the after effects of carbonite freezing, they were unlikely to. They were, however, likely to add up four important details. First, they were in a room at the end of the corridor, away from most visitors and medical personnel. Second, they were next to stairs that would allow them to reach any level of the temple while bypassing well-traveled turbolifts. Third, they had half an hour before their absence would be noticed. And fourth, they had ready access to a lightsaber. If they were still mad and merely concealing the fact, could they resist the bait? But neither Horn made a grab for the lightsaber. If they had done so, well, it wouldn't have been too damaging. The lightsaber would not have ignited. Switching it on or having Silgall or Techley press a button on the comlinks they carried would cause the false lightsaber to emit a powerful stunning gas. The Horns would have been felled without violence, never having even reached the corridor. Josette would have been felled as well, but it would have been easier on him than being thrashed by two experienced Jedi Knights. But clearly, escape was not a priority for them, which meant that they too were sane. Cured. Valen had felt nothing but warmth and relief from his parents, from the man and woman masquerading as his parents. As he lay listening to Josette's endless, maddening blather, Valen forced himself to remain calm. Any distress might send a signal through the Force to his captors, a signal that their deception had been detected. And perhaps the man and woman who wore the faces of Corrin and Mirax Horn didn't even know that they were imposters. What a horrible thought. Perhaps they were clones, implanted with memories that caused them to believe in their heart of hearts that they were the real Corrin and Mirax. What would happen to them when the truth was revealed? Would they be killed by their secret masters? Were they even now implanted with strategically placed explosives that would end their lives when they were no longer useful? Valen clamped down on that thought, suppressing it. Again, Josette came near, chattering about his studies, about politics, about the best mopping techniques for apprentices assigned to clean temple corridors. Again, his lightsaber swung invitingly, just within Valen's reach. But no, he and Gisela needed to know much more than they did now if they were to stage a successful escape. They needed to be rested, informed, and somewhere other than deep in the enemy-occupied Jedi Temple before they struck out on their own. So he looked at his sister and offered her a smile full of reassurance. That emotion, at least, was real. In all the universe, the one person he knew to be true was Gisela. He'd known it from the moment they had reached for each other in the Force. Dazed, barely conscious, dreading what they would find, they'd still connected. And they knew they were not alone. She smiled back at him, an expression he felt more than saw. They had each other. And for now, That was enough.